us. Jeffrey Rosenthal is a professor in statistical sciences at the University of Toronto and has a PhD in mathematics from Harvard. Welcome to the show, Jeffrey.
Well, thank you very much.
I've read that you are the baseball fan that many people are, that you're into baseball, but your interest escalates when we get to postseason play.
Yeah, absolutely. I think like a lot of people, I watch baseball when I can, but hey, when it gets to the playoffs and the World Series, that's where the real fun happens.
Now, you have a really cool book called Struck by Lightning, which looks at the possibilities, the potential for numbers to tell us things about real life. So my question for you is, can your super stats brain look into the Blue Jays and the Dodgers and tell us if the Jays are going to win the World Series?
Well, I can't tell you if they're going to win or not, but I can try to look at the statistics and try to look at the odds, and that's what a lot of us try to do. And, you know, just based on past performance and things we can figure out and what we think is coming up, we try to estimate the probabilities, and I can talk about that, but I always say it only goes so far. There's a reason you have to play the game. You can't figure out what's going to happen until the game is actually played.
Yes, there's all that human stuff. Did your breakfast sit well in your stomach? Are you just feeling the sunshine? Are you having a good day with your teammates? But when you actually can look into the numbers, the probabilities of which team is going to win, what goes into that kind of calculation?
Yeah, well, all sorts of stuff can go into it. There's almost no limit to how complicated the models can get in terms of individual players and who's injured and how people do it, their last at bat, and, you know, all sorts of different things you can look at and which pitcher is going to be up there. In my case, I just tend to stick to fairly simple models, which just look at, okay, how's their record been in their recent games and, you know, who's got the home field advantage and those kind of basic things and try to get a basic sense of what the probabilities are. And, I mean, people do all sorts of other things, but I always say there's a limit to how much you can tell, and you mentioned it can be whether your breakfast sat this morning, but with baseball, it's even more so because, as we all know, just one pitch or one swing can make all the difference out of a long game, so really anything can happen.
Well, and not only that, but someone can throw a strike, and it is a strike. The ump calls it a ball, and then that throws absolutely everything off.
Well, it's true. I mean, the umpires certainly aren't perfect. In fact, I think they're going to switch to automated calls of balls and strikes next year. And, you know, certainly there's bad calls sometimes. And, yeah, one bad call, one lucky swing, one bad pitch, and it can make all the difference.
So for fun and giggles, because you are from the University of Toronto, did you sit down and just sort of sketch it out on a napkin or pull out your laptop and just play with the numbers of what it looks like for the Jays?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been going over the statistics and seeing what's ahead. And it's interesting because a lot of the betting sites and so on have the Dodgers as reasonably heavy favorites, you know, as high as like 70% chance of winning the World Series. But I just did a simple statistical model just using their, you know, regular season records and home field advantage and a few other things. And I actually compute that the Jays have a slight advantage, a 52.46% chance of winning the World Series, and that puts me a bit out of line with some other people, but I'm sticking with it.
I'm sorry. We need to say this all again because that's incredible. Jeffrey Rosenthal, who is from the University of Toronto, Statistical Sciences, again has a PhD in math from Harvard. You calculate that the Toronto Blue Jays have a 52.46% and a slight edge of winning the World Series.
That is correct.
Here's why that lines up. I was reading a story this morning that said if you go back in history and you have two teams and one went seven games in the last series and one swept the series, statistics and history say the team that went seven games to win, which was the Jays, end up winning the World Series over the team that swept their last series, which was the Dodgers. So history is also on your side, Jeffrey.
Well, that is interesting. Of course, for the most part, you think you have an advantage if you sweep. It shows you're a good team, and then you get a few more days off. But on the other hand, if you've toughed it out for a seven-game series, that means you've put your money where your mouth is, and maybe you're ready for the next series.
So how does the Jays having a 52.46% chance of winning the World Series factor in, though, that as you were saying, everyone considers them the underdogs? Even when you watched, when they won the series, their last series to get them into the World Series, Vladdy was crying. They all opened their arms to the heavens. They were freaking out. When the Dodgers got into the World Series, they literally did a handshake, took some photos, and went home.
Yeah, well, certainly the Dodgers had an easier time of it in the last series, and with the Jays, as you well know, it came down to just one run in the seventh game, and that 1-3-1 homer, and, you know, if that one swing hadn't gone right, if the ball had been a bit shorter and been caught on a fly, then the Jays would not be in the World Series. So, you know, it was really delicate, and I can see why the Jays were so emotional after such a close series, whereas for the Dodgers, they had an easier time, but that doesn't mean they're going to have an easier time now.
I mean this with the utmost respect, but when you have this incredible statistic brain, do your friends and family members also use you as their statistical party trick friend, where they want you to calculate these numbers for every single team of every single sport?
Well, I mean, I don't know about every single one. Certainly it can come up, and certainly you know, I do think statistics can be used for not only all kinds of sports, but all kinds of other things in our lives, so it comes up. I wouldn't say I always do all the calculations. I'm not always on the clock, but I think, you know, something's important enough, like the World Series, and I'm happy to look at it and see what I can figure out.
Were you always a numbers kid? Like, do you remember being in grade one or grade two and loving numbers? Like, does your memory brain go back that far thinking this was interesting?
Well, to be honest, I have always liked math, and in fact, I have to admit, since you asked that, I have some other mathematical-minded people in my family, including my parents both taught math and so on, so I come by it naturally, and whereas for a lot of people you think, oh, that's a weird thing to like math, but for me it was always part of the family lore.
I mean, if I could have had a math brain, I would have taken some of it, because it's so cool that you can calculate moments like this and then also just be so brilliant at the same time. Also sharing time with us on your Friday night, because it's 7:15 where you are. Joining us, Jeffrey Rosenthal, Professor, Statistical Sciences, University of Toronto, who calculated that the Blue Jays have a 52.46 percentage chance of taking the World Series. Slight edge. Love that you gave us that number. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a fantastic weekend.
Well, thank you. You too, and go Jays.